This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. And I'm excited for this episode as, listen, before I started doing the midday show on WIP and I was doing the evening show for a couple years, I was also doing a show on the BetQL Network, which is part of the Odyssey family here. And it was a sports betting show and we did everything, mostly NFL. So that kind of part of my brain, you know, breaking down lines and futures and all that, that hasn't gone away. Obviously, I don't do as much on the midday show. We'll do more during football season with picks each week and the Eagles stuff and a same game pro. But I love that stuff. And it's just like I dove into it so deep for a couple years that I still have my brain churns when I see a line or I see a particular prop market. So I thought today it could be fun to throw out some Eagles props, bets for the season over at FanDuel Sportsbook that I like. Yeah, and there's so many. And I would caution if there's a market, because if you go on FanDuel, and I love FanDuel, if they have a whole Eagles section, so you could hop on, and it's like different potential props for the entire season. Some of them I love, some of them I don't. So let me give out, I've got seven that I think are really worth a look in the market here for Eagles bets for the 2023 NFL season. Let's start with this one. I'll start with a long shot in terms of the odds of 15-1. And most of these are not long shots. It's more, I got a couple long shots, then mostly just, it's simple markets. Like it's yes or no. And, the odds are somewhere around even, either maybe minus 105, minus 110 on either side, but kind of a simple kind of market there. But here's one that is a 15-1 biggest long shot, but I really think it just fits the team, fits the way they play football, and could absolutely see it hitting. And that is a 15-1 market on the Eagles to have one plus rushing touchdown in every game this season. So you're not asking for anything significant, just every game they have to have at least one rushing touchdown. Obviously, you could lose a couple ways. One, they don't score a touchdown in a game, which is certainly possible. I'd say very unlikely. I guess we saw down the stretch last year, the Saints game, they struggled to score, but it was basically a 29-point-per-game machine last year with continuity on offense. They'll score a lot of points. One, but it's got to be rushing. So, right, if Hurts has four passing touchdowns, they score 28, they don't score any more, you lose. But I think it's worth, a little bit on a one-plus rushing touchdown every game. Great offensive line, a stable of backs, obviously one of the best rushing quarterbacks of all time, especially efficiency in terms of just moving the pile, quarterback sneak, Jalen Hurts. I would bet that 15-1, one-plus rushing touchdown in every single game. All right, my next one here, and this is more of a straight-on prediction and how you could play it in a couple different markets. And I actually think that's interesting. The Eagles' over-under win total is 11.5. I would not bet the over. You get plus money. I think it's plus 102 right now on the over. I would not bet it with this schedule. I think the Eagles are going 11-6. That is my mid-August prediction. The Eagles are an 11-6 football team. I hope that's good enough to win the NFC East, and they could do that at that record. I think this schedule is very daunting. I think that Patriots game week one is tricky. We'll get to that a lot as we move towards week one. After that, it's pretty light for about a month. Then it gets a little bit more tricky. Then it gets very tricky for a while before easing up in a significant way at the end. So I look at this and I say it's an 11-6 schedule. It's probably a 12-win football team, but sometimes you are a certain kind of football team, but you have a schedule that puts it in a different direction. Like last year, were they a 14-win football team, or they a 13-win team that had a 14-win schedule? It's one of those kind of things. I think this is an 11-win team. So there's a double way you could bet this market with 11. If you were with me, if you think this is an 11-win football team, you could bet it this way. Obviously, there's different ways to bet the Eagles' win total, but a couple things I think are interesting. One, it's minus 128 on the under 11.5 wins. So if you're like me, you think it's not an over, you couldn't bet it that way. Well, you can go this way. Minus 128 on under 11.5 wins. But if you want to be a little bit more risky in terms of, I think they're going to win 11, but what if they win 12? Well, you could bet it double ways. And if you want to bet the Eagles to win 11 games straight up, like literally pick their season win total at 11 games, you can do that. And the Eagles' season win total at exactly 11 games is plus 550. But let's say you think 11 or 12, I can't tell the over, the under. Well, you could avoid both, and you could bet the Eagles plus 550 to win 11. You could bet the Eagles plus 550 to win 12. So it's two bets, but I think, you know, between 10 and 12 is going to be their range. Maybe between 10 and 13. The 13 is really hard to believe with the schedule. So I say between 10 and 12 is where the Eagles will fall. I think it's 11. I would bet the under 11.5. I would bet the plus 550 on exactly 11 games. But could I be wrong and they go 12 and 5? Absolutely. So you could sprinkle the plus 550 on the exactly 12 games for the 2023 Eagles. That's kind of a fun way. I've never seen that market before, the exact win total, not just the over, the under. So one rushing touchdown in every game, 15 to 1. Under 11.5 wins, minus 128. Plus 550 on exactly 11 or 12 wins. So it's a little bit of a hedge if you lose the under 11.5 wins or over 11.5 wins bet. If you think they're like I do in that 11 range, maybe 12, 10 if things go wrong, but like right there, 11, 12, you could bet a plus 550 on either side. All right, let's get this four player props that I really, really like for this season. And I think you kind of have to factor in what this team looks like, what the schedule looks like, the competition, the kind of games that they're probably going to be in this year. So last year, this team ran the ball more than most teams because they had leads late and they blew a lot of teams out. And even with that, and with Jalen Hurts missing a couple games, last year, A.J. Brown had 1,496 yards, 17 yards per catch on 88 catches, one of the best seasons an Eagles receiver has ever had. He received ninth place votes for NFL MVP, 11th for Offensive Player of the Year, All-Pro second team, obviously a Pro Bowler. A.J. Brown, fantastic in his first year as an Eagle. And this year, potentially, you have Jalen Hurts for all 17 games if he's not banged up. And the Eagles need to win down the stretch to make the playoffs, win the division. And there's also likely to be this year more games where the Eagles cannot take their foot off the gas, where they have to keep the pedal to the metal. I'm thinking the Kansas City game. I'm thinking the Buffalo game. I'm thinking the Dallas games. You know, games where they really have to score. Potentially the Jets game. The Jets have a good defense, but Aaron Rodgers on the other side. There's going to be games, Miami, certainly with Tua and Waddle, and hell, there's going to be games where the Eagles have to score more and keep the pedal to the metal to win the game. So Brown had nearly 1,500 yards last year in a season where they didn't have to do that. This year, probably more high-scoring games, shootouts, going to have to do that. And over his career, A.J. Brown has averaged over 1,200 yards per every 17 games. That's his career average. So that's with Hurts last year, but it's also with Tannehill before that. It's with his time when he was young, rookie, all that with Tennessee to now. So we know he, on average, goes 1,200 or more over every over 17-game seasons. His over-under for the season, A.J. Brown, is 1,125 yards. That's an over. That's an over. He could have a dip from last year. He could go 200 yards less than last year, and he still clears this by a mile. I love this bet. Over A.J. Brown, 1,125 yards for the season. All right, my second one, and this one is a little bit off of track record, a little bit off what I'm talking about here of, you know, the Eagles, what kind of year they're going to have, more shootouts, especially against good quarterbacks. You know, they could have to put the pedal to the metal a little bit more in the pass game because games won't be over. Plus, it's a little bit of what I gleaned from talking to Devontae Smith. We had him on the midday show a couple weeks ago from Eagles camp, and we had him in our little RV there at Eagles practice, and it was awesome to talk to him. Very focused guy, you know, and I think, you know, that was obvious from the moment he was drafted, but very focused on his career, his craft, hard worker, all those kind of things. Humble, but you could tell very confident in himself. And Devontae Smith, Hugh Douglas asked him, like, goals, specific goals he has for the season. And he didn't want to share specific numbers. Players don't usually want to do that, put it out publicly. But he did mention, because he did lead the team in receptions last year. So a couple things that he threw out were he has increased goals in yards. Obviously, he wants to make more big plays when he catches the ball, and touchdowns. And I look at Devontae Smith's prop over at FanDuel Sportsbook on his touchdown number for this year. It is 5.5. Number feels very low to me. it feels low. Devontae has been a healthy player in his first couple years in the NFL. He's been a durable player. Now, he did get banged up in the Super Bowl last year. Asked him about it during that interview. He said he was fine. It was actually an ankle on a toe, but, you know, it was February, and he's obviously 100% right now. But he's been healthy. He's played. He has not been a guy that's been banged up. So you kind of count on 16, 17 games, more high-scoring games, more throwing late, and just look at the guy's first 2 years. First year in the NFL, where he was just a rookie and he was the number one guy, so he's probably getting the number one corner, he had 5 touchdowns. So he was a rookie, number one corners matched up against him, and Jalen Hurts wasn't as good then as he is now, and he had 5 receptions, 5 receiving touchdowns. Last year, with a better Jalen Hurts, with A.J. Brown on the other side, so he's facing number twos, and they took their foot off the gas a lot in the fourth quarter because they could, he had 7 receiving touchdowns. So he's averaged his first 2 years in different situations, but with some similarities. He's averaged 6. His number for this year is 5.5. It's an over. Devontae Smith's going to have more than 5.5 touchdowns. Now, is it 12 or is it 6 or 7? You know, probably closer to 6 or 7. Could be 12, though. But I love the bet. Over 5.5 touchdowns here for Devontae Smith on the season. All right, the next one is on the defensive side. And that is Josh Sweat over 7.5 sacks. Josh Sweat is underrated. I think we underrate Josh Sweat because Reddick's on the other side. They have a lot of big names on the defense that kind of overshadow him a little bit. And, you know, veterans like Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham, they drafted Jordan Davis. They drafted Jalen Carter. A lot of high-profile names, you know, in the on the defensive line, the pass rushers. But Josh Sweat, all he's done in the NFL is get better and better and better and better. So 2018, his rookie year, was kind of a redshirt year. He played in 9 games. He barely recorded a tackle. Like, he just didn't do anything. So kind of like a redshirt year. 2019, first year getting real playing time, played in all 16 games, had 4 sacks. He had 21 combined tackles, 7 tackles for loss, 10 quarterback hits, okay? The next year, 2020, played in 14 games, hit 6 sacks, 38 combined solo and assisted tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 12 quarterback hits. 2021, made a Pro Bowl. Josh Sweat had 7.5 sacks. He had 45 combined tackles. He had 13 quarterback hits. He really started to assert himself as a good football player at 24 years old in 2021. Last year, with a lot around him, but let's not forget what he did. 48 combined tackles, 11 sacks, 15 tackles for loss, 23 quarterback hits. He was all over the quarterback in the backfield. And this year over at FanDuel, Josh Sweat's prop is over or under 7.25 sacks. This is an overplay. I think you always worry about any over you're going to bet for a full season injury, because then you're any decent injury. What I mean by that is, like, takes you out for more than a game or two, you're probably going to lose the prop because these numbers are set so. Yeah, the lines are pretty tight. So if a guy you expect, and you're basing this off of, I always tend to base my prop betting for full seasons off of, can he play 16 out of 17? Like, can you get a season? You kind of allow one game a guy's going to miss over the course of a season. But can he play? Can he play for the most of the season? If he does, I think he'll reach his number. I think Josh Sweat will be close to, if not over, a double-digit sack guy. I have him at 9, 10, that range. Maybe could be more again. So over 7.25 feels very doable. Minus 102 is the number on that. I would take that. And my last one, and this one I'll acknowledge is risky because it's been 2 years now where Jalen Hurts has not been able to play the full season, gets banged up. We know he runs a lot. But just to go to the point that I made earlier with the shootouts, with having to play more good quarterbacks on the other side, higher scoring games, the Eagles defense probably going to take a little step back with all the youngsters, with a change of defensive coordinator, up the middle, a lot of uncertainty at defensive tackle, at linebacker, at safety. They'll give up more points, which means the offense has to keep going, catch up, all that. Jalen Hurts is over-under. If he stays healthy, I think this is a lock. It's a matter of, you know, can he stay healthy and will he stay healthy? But his over-under is 3,625 yards. It feels light. He had more than that last year, and he ran it a lot, and they ran it a lot. It feels like this year is the first 4,000-yard passing season of Jalen Hurts' career. I think he'll be in that 38, 3,900, maybe get 4,000, 4,100 yards. I feel like that's the kind of offense they could have in more shootouts, in more games where they got to score a lot of points. So I'm in on this. I'm in on Jalen Hurts over 3,625 passing yards, and all the reports are he's looked outstanding early on in training camp. So here they are. My 7 prop bets you can get right now at FanDuel Sportsbook that I really like for the Eagles. One plus rushing touchdown in every game is 15 to 1. Under 11.5 wins, minus 128, plus 550 on exactly 11 wins, plus 550. If you disagree with me and you think they're going to go over 11.5 wins and you want to kind of hedge it with the 12, exactly 12, that could work too. So you can go over 11.5, you can go 12, or you can kind of go both ways under the 11.5. But then if you're wrong, you get plus 550 on 12 wins. So I like plus 550 on exactly 11 wins. A.J. Brown over 1,125 yards. If he's healthy, he will do that, no problem. Devontae over 5.5 receiving touchdowns. Josh Sweat over 7.25 sacks. And Jalen Hurts over 3,625 passing yards. Just some of what I'm sure will be many Eagles props and bets I give out over the full season. We're close now. We're getting close to Eagles football. Appreciate everyone listening. Good luck if you tell any of these for the full season with the Eagles over at FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll talk soon. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following, and of course, 94WIP, the YouTube page, to listen and watch WIP Daily. Thank you so much and have a great day.